They talk about living much, much longer. This is Dr. Herbert O'Barley, Dean of the University of Healing here in Capel, California, with Thought for Today. They talk about living much, much longer. Scientists are giving us reports that a person who is 40 years old today can well expect to live to be 100 or better. And they even say perhaps 1,000. Now, a lot of people look at that and say, oh my goodness, can you imagine living to be that old an age and living in a body that's less than perfect? Well, we can be sure that as science comes up with all of their longevity programs, the anti-aging programs and so forth, they will come up with the anti-illness program too, if we want to say that. And when they come up with it, we're all going to be very surprised. We're going to be surprised because the aging and the illness and the problems that people have are all in their mind, all in our thought. We think thoughts of limitation, and we think thoughts of inability. It's like the racer who is running the track, and then he runs out of wind, and then he gets his second wind or his third wind, and he goes on. And you say, well, how can he do that? How can he do that? That is biologically a difficult thing to do. Yes, it is. It's a biologically difficult thing to do, biologically difficult thing to do because it is something we think is biologically difficult to do. We think that when we are forcing breath, or when we are it's difficult to breathe, we should stop. We think that just because we are unable to do something, we should cease doing it. And of course, all successful motivation activities tell us that when the average people stop going, the good get started. And we want to be the good. We want to be the outstanding. So what do? We have a problem that comes to our attention, and it says that our body isn't feeling too well here or there. And so immediately we give it our attention. We say, oh my goodness, I wonder what it can be. And we name it, and we claim it, and we give it all sorts of power. Now, a genius, a person who is truly in charge, doesn't do that. He looks at the condition that might be disturbing, and he says, ha, I'm whole and perfect. He looks at the condition that might be disturbing, and he says, be gone. He looks at the condition that might be disturbing, and he turns his attention away from the condition that might be disturbing to the condition of wholeness and to the condition of right action and peace and goodness. Yes, it's just a matter of turning our attention to where we want it to be. Now, if you want to learn any art, you give it your attention. If you don't want to learn the art, you don't give it your attention. And so it is with us when we have an illness. If we want to have the illness become greater and greater and more extant in our life and affairs, we give it more attention. When we start thinking about wholeness, thinking about wellness, thinking about our being ideal, our ideal spirit, mind, and body, when we start thinking in that level, in that realm, those are the things that we begin to experience. It's all a matter of where is our thought? Where are we thinking? What is important to us? And this we'll find as the years go by, science will reveal that these are things. What is it that they say is the greatest killer in the world? It's tension, anxiety, anger. These are things that are caused by the mind. And what was the tension and anxiety when we can get them under control? Well, we have balance. We have harmony. And when we have balance and harmony, then things go along just beautifully in their perfect order, in their divine order. And that's the whole story that we want to follow. Now, what do you want to do? What do I want to do? Do I want to go along morbid bound with all the ideas that I've had in the past and giving power to those things? Or do I want to give power to a whole new area of thinking. And that whole new area of thinking is, I am divine. I live in my ideal spirit, mind, and body. I experience my original purity and integrity every moment of my life. The 10,000 stem cells in my brain are there to do whatever I bid them to do. And these are just our thoughts. The stem cells are our thoughts. They are waiting to do it. We've been saying that for a long time. We've been saying that thoughts are things. We've been saying that we have the power by using our thoughts to accomplish anything we want to accomplish. We know that. And as we go along, when we begin to disband, as we begin to give away tension, anxiety, anger, then we'll find that we will be able to do all of the things that we want to do. We'll find that our body will begin to express exactly what its ideal form, the ideal spirit, mind, and body. We don't even know what that is. We have never seen it because we have too much anxiety and too many other little areas that are distracting us from our reality. We choose to be directed to our reality. We choose to enjoy our reality. We choose to enjoy who we are and what we are and where we are and why we are. And the only way for us to do that is by giving it our attention, giving it our 100% attention. Oh yes, we could easily live 100 years. That's, many people are doing that now. We could easily live 1,000 years. There's no difference between 100 and 1,000. But in living any years, when we live in our healthy, ideal spirit, mind, and body, then we are living beneficially, happily, harmoniously for ourselves. We are living as we want to live. Then we will begin to use better judgment. Because when we stop having negative thoughts, we'll stop destroying the ecology. We'll stop messing up our universe. We'll start blessing our universe, saying, all is in divine order. And so it will be. We'll look at the use of trees, the use of our expendables, the oils and so forth, and have it all be in divine order. And we'll think of new ways of doing things that are even less polluting to our environment. We'll think of all these wonderful things, and we'll think of them now. And it's never too late. For the only time that matters is the time that is here now. We cannot live in the past and worry about what things happened in the past or what's going to be happening in the future. We only concern ourselves with now. And we say, now is the acceptable time for my good. And we say, now I am whole and perfect. We say, now all is in divine order. We say, now I am that I am. Yes, we can do that. Now, what do I hear from you? What do I hear from me? I really don't care one little bit what anybody else in the world says. All I care about is what I say. And what I say is, all is in divine order. And therefore, all is in divine order. And as I keep proclaiming this, as I keep naming this, as I keep calling this forth in my experience, then this is all that I will experience. And it doesn't matter what anyone else chooses to do, this is the truth. And you'll see, everyone will choose to do that same thing when you put the cause in motion, when I put the cause in motion, that all is in divine order now. Then so it is. That's a wonderful way to be, isn't it? That's the only way to be. That's the way I'm going to live my life from this instant forward. And that is what I am doing now. Wonderful, isn't it? My loves, I love you. I love you. I love you.